Welcome to .org, KGNU's look at local nonprofits.
Hi, this is Chris Schultz with KGNU's.org, and I'm here with Jeff Davis from Period Kits. Jeff, you want to tell us a little bit about your organization?
We started off building kits that contained about a three-month supply of period products for folks that are experiencing homelessness, unstably housed, or just, you know, low poverty and needed product. And then we also just do some programs where some of the agencies that we support can order product. So we build the kits, 25% of everything we build goes directly back to the streets. And then products go to just other agencies that support folks that are in need. So in February 19, started a nonprofit called Period Kits, Inc. And we had distributed our millionth product in the first 30 months of being a nonprofit. It's important to recognize that this just comes down to a person that needs stuff, and we're in a position where we can help out. Our mission is anybody who has a period has consistent and dependable access to the product they need when they need them. So we got an email from a local high school. They had a 14-year-old who was changing her tampon every other day, because that's what she could afford. And that's what people are at risk for toxic shock syndrome and other infections. Again, recognizing that these are things that are going on here really hits home and really should make people want to do whatever they can, even if it's just organization, right? Find a school, fill the school bus with products or something like that, right? There's easy ways to get involved. You get donations. I think right now there are 8 public donation spots where folks can go into Copper Door Coffee, or they can go into, there's a great bakery right off of Colfax called French for Sugar, or things like that, and just drop off product. They have bins set out for us. And then we have volunteers that pick up all those products and then get it to our storage unit. Our storage units are accessible to anyone. People can go there and build kits as well. I think language is important. For us, you talk about periods every chance you get. It makes folks uncomfortable, and that's kind of too bad. This is what we do, and this is who we're going to support. The website's www.periodkits.org, email info@periodkits.org for any generic questions, or if folks want to have a kit building event or product drives.
For their link and another listen, go to our blog at kgnu.org/dotorg.